Oh, that's my roast in the oven.
Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox. Get over here, Becca. Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
Chatterbox.
Hello. You know, it showed up fine in Audacity.
Well, there you go.
Hello.
All levels are good. Testing, hello. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
So it's episode 60. We don't have a guest because episode 50, we had all of the guests. So we're just going to go guest-free, right?
Yes.
And episode 50 was almost, it was 11 months ago.
10 years ago. It was 10, wow. 10 years ago.
Almost a year ago.
I can't believe it was 10 years ago. Yeah. So first, let's, you know, something we never do.
What's that?
We never introduce ourselves.
That's so true.
So in case there's any, like,
that's
new people listening, I'm
not
Michael.
Possible.
Michaela, you're here?
I am.
Rob is here.
I'm Rob.
No guests this time. And I know last time we had Tim on, who is now a friend of the show, no longer banned. Mm-hmm. But we do have a show announcement to make that, and we all discuss this, we all agree. I'm sure you guys won't be surprised by this at all. Jamie is permanently banned from the show.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I was going to invite him on as our special guest tonight.
Yes.
Our only guest. But then I remembered the full ban was in effect. So I thought.
Yeah. Oh. So now he's permanently banned now. So it's a shame. You know, I hope things
aren't. I think he could lobby us.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Hope I don't know. See. Do you guys have any special American treats that we can't get in Canada, perhaps?
I don't know. He better bring something good to Raleigh. That's all I know. If he wants, if he's ever
apple
considering.
Moonshine.
Yeah. Yeah. If he thinks he's ever getting back on here, he better bring something good to Raleigh.
How does that benefit me, who actually books the guests? Let me think.
That's a good point. All right, that's a good point. But two-thirds of us will be there. So
that's true. Do we know who's going to Raleigh? I don't feel like I don't know everybody who's going. Well, I'm not sure.
I don't know offhand. I will say. I'm going.
I'm stealing a ride.
You're going.
I'm hitchhiking with you.
Renee is coming with us. Possibly Connor, maybe. I don't know. We're going to see who's watching him that weekend. Colk's coming.
Oh, Colk's flying in.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it's been a while since.
I'm trying to think. I think Maggie said she wasn't sure if she could make it or not. She had something going on. I think Natasha also had something going on that weekend.
Oh, man.
So she's going to try, but she's always out and about, so you never know. Well, but Jamie will be there, but you know.
Oh, yeah.
Connie will be there, though.
Ah.
Oh, that'll be nice.
It's a positive.
Connie's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
Who else is there? There's a bunch of people that from the... Well, obviously, the Jay and Jack group, since it's their podcast.
Who cares about them?
Be those guys.
Dan will be there. I'm trying to think who else you might know.
Will Warm Taffy be there?
He works there. Depending on where it's at, I guess it depends on if he'll be there or not.
Feel like there's going to be extra love poured on him this year, maybe he might want to collect.
That sounds really disgusting.
Sounds like right up his alley, actually.
Yeah, so that'll be...
Oh, that sounds disgusting, too. Ew.
Yeah, so that they're doing it for Make-A-Wish Foundation this year. So. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure who will be there of the past crew. Jay will be there.
So, are you going to get a new tattoo, Rob?
Yeah, he's going to get a Make-A-Wish tattoo on his butt.
Well, yeah, I have the autism one already, so...
Right.
I do need all of the charity.
You got to get all the charity tattoos. Man gets covered with charity tattoos.
I've learned to not bet against people donating.
Yeah, never. No, idea. Yeah. No. People like to make people do things.
You
they
could
do.
End up in a Leia bikini at Comic-Con.
Yeah, it could be worse. That is true. Could be worse.
Who would do that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
We might know a guy.
Maybe one day I'll get to book my hotel for San Diego. That would be amazing.
Is that still going on?
Still no hotel announcement yet. It is March 23rd.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I would like to book my travel across country in July. You know, it is March.
So you've got your ticket.
That's it.
Yeah. Can't confirm you have a place to stay.
Yes, yes. And I'm not booking airfare until I know what's going on.
Do you know, the way it should work is you get your ticket and then it links you to the hotel selection. You pick which hotel you'd like to stay in.
Or just get out of the fucking hotel business. Here you go. There's a great idea.
Yeah, why don't they just stop that and then just let people book hotels on their own?
I don't know.
Is it to stop people from like, well, no, because the pricing is still retarded. I mean, sorry, I'm not supposed to use that word anymore.
It's high, but I mean, considering the event and all that. But the problem is, you can't get anything anywhere.
Yeah.
On your own at all.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
I feel like I really want to go back, but I feel like it would never be the same. Like,
no.
Yeah, it's I do it differently now.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a different experience.
You could all just come to Vancouver Comic-Con.
Vancouver Comic-Con.
You know, do they have like some kind of, they must have some kind of Comic-Con in Las Vegas, I'm thinking.
Probably. I don't really like Las Vegas, I'll be honest.
Sorry, it's no Walt Disney World.
My God, what if Disney had a con? That'd be awesome.
They do.
They kind of do, yeah.
They D23, do. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. It'll never be the days, though, when it's like hanging out at the Hyatt pool.
Oh, God. Oh,
being able
yeah.
to all get on the same floor.
Oh, speaking of that, Ina. Ina is at the Manchester Grand Hyatt. She's staying there right now.
Yay.
From Norway.
I am enjoying her photos on Instagram.
Oliver from the future is joining us for the first time in the chat live.
Hi, Oliver from the future.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty freaky from the future. Yeah, Ina's posting pictures of Manchester Grand Hyatt, and I'm like, I remember that. I remember that. I remember that.
I remember putting my feet in a hot tub for just a couple of seconds.
I vaguely remember that.
Giving me shit.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, Comic-Con security.
I just want to be able to book my hotel, like, reasonably far out for a, a cross-country trip in 4 months or 5 months, whatever it is.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah.
That's something you should be able to do.
Well, because it affects my airfare. Like, all right,
if
we don't get the room we want, that's fine. We'll figure something out. But it depends. That depends on how long I'm going to stay in town as well. And where I'm going to fly out of to come back home and how I'm going to fly in to get there. You know,
because didn't Jim find that if you stayed like a day on either end?
No. You can't even do that anymore.
Yeah. Well,
no.
I guess that was they're plugging all the holes.
Yeah. No, that was we finagled something last year and it was great, but it's never going to happen again. You know, you can book a room for $1,000 a night cash up front. At the Hilton or the Manchester Grand Hyatt, but that seems excessive, I'm just saying.
A little bit. Tent? Pup tent?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could camp on the beach or something like that.
Camp
but
on the beach.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of travel, I'll be staying up all night playing some Fallout DLC. So we can drive to Disney tomorrow.
Oh, how fun. Are you going for Easter weekend?
No, we're going for the week. But we're driving because airfare at Easter is ridiculously stupid.
Right. Mm,
yeah.
It was like $500 a person.
That's a good airfare for me to get anywhere in the States.
But you're only talking an hour and 40-minute flight, you know?
Yeah.
And anytime you cross the border, you know how it is. It's always...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They always bang you when you cross the border there.
I didn't get my official bang. Hang on.
You know what happens.
I've been ripped off again. You know, I didn't get felt up at LAX.
Oh, jeez.
For me. Jesus. Maybe if I lost a little weight. I don't know. Just some push-ups.
Yeah, so we're heading to Disney. We'll see how crazy crowded it is. It's going to be hot. Stuff like that. See.
So do you like have year long passes and jump the line passes and all that good stuff?
No, you don't really do jump the line like they do at Universal. It's just a fast pass thing.
which is still free.
Yeah,
for how much longer?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're going a little crazy right now with price stuff. We do have annual passes. Those went up astronomically last year, but they're still reasonable considering how much we use them. So it's not, you know, I'm okay with that. I don't love the fast pass thing where you got to plan it like fucking like, oh God, like 190 days out or something like that.
Really?
Or no.
Because I know at Disney they have that thing where you can go up.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The dining is 190 days out. And you have
to
book
what you want to eat that day.
Oh, no. You better know because you're not getting in anywhere if you don't do it, especially on Easter week.
Yeah.
And then fast passes are 60 days out. So then you have to match up stuff. And for us, it's not too bad because where we stay, we can walk everywhere. And we don't go too crazy anyway. We just kind of hang out and do whatever we want. So if we do something, we do something. If we don't, whatever. We're just there for vacation. So, but we're going to stop.
What else there for, I wonder?
Well, you know, some people like, they want to do everything because, you know, it's their first time or they don't get to go that much or whatever. And I completely understand that. That's just not how we travel. We like to just kind of wing it. And unfortunately, it's kind of taken that away from us. But,
yeah,
it is what it is. Why the hell is my mic volume keep bouncing the hell around?
Oh, I don't know. It's like you need to plug your plug-in all the way or something.
No, on Audacity, it's like moving by itself. Like there's a ghost messing with my Audacity.
Ooh!
Whoa. Yeah, you keep jumping.
It's very punchy, like Mike. I'm telling you.
That's
it just
so
plays
weird.
Towards angry Mike, let me tell you.
That's so weird.
What did you say?
Yeah, so we're going down there for the week. I think this is going to be our last Easter trip going there, Easter week, spring break trip going. It's right. Just too crazy, and airfare's too much, so, you know, I'd rather do other stuff.
Just tell Connor has to do really, really good in school, and then you can go the week before Easter break.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't mind going into winter for a long weekend or something, you know. Just Easter week's, like, ridiculous. It's just, yeah, it's just too much of a pain in the ass. I like going
to
Thanksgiving.
It's not nice to travel when everyone else is traveling.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Well, that's tough. You know, when somebody's in school, it kind of crushes that. I guess unless you're a baseball player and you just never send your kids to school. But
there's a story there.
Yes, there is. Yeah. let's see. Oh, I've also been running. Yeah, I've been running.
I noticed that. I just thought weird. Why?
Well, because I was out of shape. That's why.
Whatever works for you.
Too much sitting on my butt playing video games when I got home from work, and I was like, probably should start moving.
It's just weird, right, Rob? I mean, it's just weird.
So weird.
Running. See. So strange. I don't get it at all. I never think, oh, I just want to run.
Well, at work, I have a track right next to my building. I just go out, run around it.
I've been going to the park and walking around.
That's
kind
good.
Of fun.
No, that's good exercise, though. It's good for you.
I've been wearing a pedometer, and that's a problem because then you're like married to the pedometer. You have to beat the number. It's like, I must walk more. Why would I walk? I'm not wearing
like
my
a regular
pedometer
or like a Fitbit?
No, just like on my iPod, actually. There's
Yeah. You can use it. Yeah. I just use Runkeeper. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just use it's like that Nike, whatever. Nike. Plus thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah, the
my,
Nike Plus. Yeah.
So I'm doing that. I don't understand why I would walk if I'm not wearing that. Because it doesn't add to my daily total. It's a complete waste of walking, quite frankly.
It's like a video game. You're not getting any score, so you're like, right. What the hell am I doing this for? I'm accomplishing nothing. So
Dave, I'm frozen here. Please get me my iPod. I can't walk any further without it. What's wrong with you? I cannot move. You don't understand.
Need the points. Man.
Yeah, I got to get more steps in. I'm almost there.
I actually walked around this morning and I'd forgotten it. So when I got it, I shook it up and down a few times till I figured we were about even.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what, they are really helpful for when you're running. Because for me, I use it to keep a certain pace. That way I don't go too fast. Mm-hmm. And then like wear myself out too fast. So yeah. It is way better than it used to be when you used to run without them, because you can really just, you know, you can pace yourself properly without overexerting or anything like that, you know?
I would like it if we could all vote on the calories per step, because I feel like I step a lot more than the extra calories for ice cream sandwiches that I'm allowed to have. So I feel that we should renegotiate that.
Renegotiate.
You know what would be cool is if, like, as you're doing it, it tells you what you can eat. Like, oh, you burned this off.
Now you can
you
eat.
You don't want a burger.
Oh, yeah. You want an ice cream sandwich.
You really, you know, you would think you would burn more than you do. Like, I ran today. I did 2.5 miles in 25 minutes. And I burned like 300 calories.
That's pretty depressing.
Right.
Really. Yeah, no, that's not like exciting, you know? Yeah.
The bacon cheeseburger you had for lunch was 900 calories.
I was like, shouldn't it have been like 1,000 calories? Wasn't that like 1,000? Is that what you meant, Runkeeper, 1,000?
I think we should renegotiate that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like the ratio of, you know,
it's not high
burning
enough.
Calories.
It really needs to be higher.
Yeah. I just feel that the exercise to calorie ratio is off.
It is.
If someone could recalculate that, that
it needs to be way higher. It's just not good enough, you know. I want to burn like 1,000 calories in 25 minutes. That's what I need to do. Then
how fast you'd have to run the flash. You just have to be the flash.
Yeah, you'd literally have to run. Yeah, you would have to run three times. I would assume. I don't know if it's the exact calculation. You would have to run three times as fast as I ran today. So you'd have to run a 3-minute mile or something like that.
We're just making up our science at this point.
Yeah, you'd have to run really fast. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, and then Easter's going to come and make us eat lots of chocolate.
Oh,
and
I know.
And that'll be it. It'll be over.
And we're traveling, so we'll be eating out every day instead of once a week, so.
Do you think if you eat enough Easter chocolate and it starts to come out of your pores that your Fitbit senses that?
Probably.
It's like your little flower dies or whatever that thing is.
It's bolted.
It's like. It turns into a chocolate milk cow or something.
Oh, you have
exceeded your limit.
Yeah, I don't do any of the meal tracking or anything like that. I've just been trying to eat a little bit less is all, anything.
But I've tried to keep track of it, but honestly, it's too much hassle.
Yeah,
just...
for the food and all, I find it to be a complete pain in the ass, like to track, you know, your food, your intake and all. I just find if I'm more, I've been more reasonable about it and just like trying to not go crazy. You know.
I eat until my pants become uncomfortable, and then I drink water.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I eat until my pants become uncomfortable, and then I drink water. It's like a 3-day cycle.
And I don't really check my weight or anything either. Once in a while I do, but not right. You know, like I don't really worry about that much.
Yeah, I mean, because weight doesn't tell you everything either.
No.
Building muscle and stuff.
Yeah.
It sometimes can be...
it's deceptive. Yeah. I just wanted to feel better because I felt like complete shit.
Basically.
Yeah, you get to that point, especially like a spring's coming and the holidays are all over. You've eaten all that food you shouldn't have, and then you have Valentine's with more shit you shouldn't eat, and it just goes on. You get into this cycle of like, oh, I'll just have McNuggets for lunch. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, I remember I hurt my back last summer before we went to San Diego. I couldn't even walk. In San Diego, and I just got tired of it. I was like, all right, this is done. You know, I'm done.
So 1 year you were really, really sick with the flu and hardly remember anything that happened. And 1 year your back was completely out. You couldn't get around. It sounds like you
well,
tired
no,
for
to
you.
Be fair, I didn't get sick with the flu until the end of that trip.
That was Kulki's fault. Who brought that flu?
Everybody had, like, so many people had that. Oh my God. That was crazy.
I got it once I got home, so I know it wasn't me that brought it with me.
You could have been a carrier. I mean, that's always possible.
Breathing on everybody.
That was a bad year of sickness for sure.
Yeah. The bubons was strong in these.
Man,
ones.
that was rough. I was in bed a whole, I think on Saturday of Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, I was down the whole Saturday.
Yeah, I rested a lot that day myself. I missed the whole, you know, Tim Bikini deal.
It's one
of my biggest life regrets, to be honest.
I remember everybody was going to, Top Gun barbecue across the street. I think it was you, Rob, and Sky Peck and Colk and all, and John Sterling, I think, my bedmate.
Oh, it was a boys thing. That's
well, it was on the way to Fred's. We were stopping there. And, like, I went over and ate, and then I was like, I'm done. I'm not even going to Fred's. I can't even move. I'm going
and
back
into
the room.
And then the last day we went to Buffy, and then you and I went out to the pub, and like I said, I've said this before, you were just like,
Yeah, I wasn't feeling great, but I was like, I got to at least go out. I'm on vacation.
Gotta do something.
It was terrible. I was spreading my disease all over San Diego.
Yeah.
But hey, that's life.
That's life. It's true.
Yeah.
And then we all got on planes and spread it further.
Yeah, it spread it across country.
Mr. Worldwide.
It was like outbreak, really.
It was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
Yeah. It's fine. This is a weird segue because you say outbreak and I think Desiree because she loves that stuff, you know, the outbreaky stuff. And then I think Desiree's having a baby. Isn't that amazing?
That's like an outbreak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was stunned, I will say. I was stunned.
Congratulations.
Yes, Desiree. That is awesome.
And Mr. Desiree. Or West, you know.
Yeah, yeah, known. Yeah, yeah. West, Mr. Desiree, table. Whatever, you know.
So they're going to have a wee baby.
Man, I couldn't do it again.
I never could. I'm not all that kid friendly, it turns out.
Oh, man.
Anyway, you don't want me near your babies. I'll teach them words they never knew. It's not my fault. It's just how I'm built. So since you're traveling, I guess, do you normally not do the whole hiding of the Easter egg thing?
No, we usually travel on Easter. So we went to a catastrophically horrible Easter egg hunt in town last week.
That sounds lovely.
The most disorganized thing I've ever been to, I think.
Were there like kids stabbing each other with pointy things?
It was stuff? Just hard. It was so poorly run. It was our first time doing it. It was a mess. A million people showed up. It was like 25 degrees out and windy. Oh. And it had been like 85 degrees like a week before that. And then it was like 25 degrees that day.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It was just, it was a mess. Half the kids, there was crying kids everywhere who didn't get any eggs.
No. Was,
yeah, selfish kids and parents who grabbed like 10 eggs each. Yeah. It was just like, all right, I got
that's the world today, kid.
That's always the world, though. That's no different.
Get in there with your elbows or get no eggs.
Yeah, it was like, I was like, oh, this is bad. We were all like, this is really bad. This sucks.
Can we just go home and stop at the store and buy a
yeah, that's pretty eggs. Much what it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shitty.
Yeah, we'll do a basket or whatever, but like, you know, yeah. Obviously we're not Easter egg hunting, but.
Will it be full of Marvel toys? Probably not.
Probably not, no. I don't even think he's really big. He watches, actually Connor watches, what's that one with Rory in it?
Oh, yeah, Legends of Tomorrow. Legends of Tomorrow. DC's Legends of Tomorrow, which
it's cheesy as anything. He loves it.
Yeah.
It's really poorly acted, but in general.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's I don't think it's the actor's fault. I think it's what they have them do.
Yes,
they're making them be a little over the top, I guess, because I guess it's supposed to be light and all that stuff. So,
yeah, I don't know. It's not. I don't know with the DC stuff. Well, kind of like I watch it and then I don't, and then I do, and then I don't.
Same most of the people are pretty good. The Prison Break guys are a little.
Oh, they're ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know if I can take them that much. But he likes it, so whatever. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. They're cartoony, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's funny. They definitely cast that show to get people from other shows to watch the show.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like did you like Superman? Well, yeah. Here you go. Did you like Doctor Who? Well,
yeah, exactly. Did you like Prison Break? Here's both the brothers.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the only role they play, right? Dave thought that like the handsome littler brother,
yeah,
that he was that way he spoke was like a character he was putting on.
Apparently,
I guess that's how he kind of talks.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't realize that either. Somebody else mentioned that. I'm like, really? I'm like, because that's so weird.
Like, yeah, if you watch Prison Break, that's
You know what? We watched it, but it's been so long, so I don't really remember what he sounded like in that. But man, that's a weird affect to have.
Marble mouth. And then just to keep getting cast as the same guy over and over again and making a career out of that. Well, that's the Vancouver sci-fi industry if ever I've seen it.
Is that where that's filmed too? Probably where that's filmed too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he watched that, Shadowhunters, he watches.
See, I couldn't even get through the first episode of that, so.
Yeah, he likes that. He's been actually, he started Arrow from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been kind of going back through that with him, and I'm still on the ones that I saw anyway, so we're like halfway through season one or something like that.
And it's not too long and dragged out for you?
Oh, for me, yeah, but we don't watch that often, like, you know, whenever he gets around to it. So that's not that big a deal.
Well, there you go.
I'm too busy with Jessica, so.
You and Jessica still getting it on?
Definitely, definitely. She's a great gaming companion because I can feel like I can miss like 20 minutes of Murder, She Wrote and not really miss what's going on.
That's what I look for in a show.
So, you know, there's that positive.
How about you, Rob? Do you often look for a show you can ignore for 20 minutes at a time?
Totally, yeah.
It's a better quality than you think.
I agree. I was like, sometimes I'll put Doctor Who on in the back because I got like 48 episodes on my PVR, and I'll put it on if I want to have a nap. Just put on Doctor Who, go to sleep,
Yeah, because
used to put on the Weather Network in Canada, and they had this great music, but then all of a sudden, one day, they decided they needed funky saxophone 80s music, and I can't sleep to that.
That's not sleepy music, yeah.
No. I didn't like it. I told them.
That's definitely not good for sleeping.
Nope. You know that funky saxophone 80s music?
Yep.
Not good.
Like Silk Stockings opening.
Ah, love it.
I loved it in the 80s. For napping.
Rob Estes and what was her name? Mitzi something or other or something. I don't remember her name. Mitzi or I don't know. Whatever the hell her name was.
Bitsy.
I just know his name because he ended up on Melrose Place after that.
Oh. There you go. Can we talk about movies now?
Sure.
Because I haven't seen either of Rob's movies that he's seen.
What did he see? Because my laptop's still far away. I can't.
Oh, well, I saw 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Okay. How was that?
It was really good. Okay. Really, really enjoyed it. I think one thing up front that people have to realize is it's not a Cloverfield sequel.
Yeah, no, it's just in that world, right?
It might possibly be in the same world, but even that's not fully clear.
Well, technically, they just added it to the world after they bought it.
Well, right. So the movie was kind of made before, and they kind of it. And admittedly, it is tacked on, but it's a very, very good movie. It's definitely like a thriller, kind of like a psychological thriller.
I would say. Looked good. Looked good.
Will I be able to sleep after I see it?
Yeah, I don't think it's scary.
Oh, Cylon Rob.
It's just kind of like
wow.
Can you repeat that, Rob?
It's not scary yet, I wouldn't say. Sorry. I said I wouldn't say it was scary.
Okay.
Thrilling. And funny, like I didn't realize that this came out really quick. Like the trailer was out and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, it's here. So it just kind of came really
quickly. I like how they did that. That it was like a last minute kind of thing.
Yeah. The other cool thing too is that it's directed by Dan Trachtenberg, which he's pretty much a nobody, but he...
I'm sure his mother doesn't think so.
Well, he did, it's funny, like, I know of him, and actually met him like a couple times. He used to do called the Totally Rad Show.
Ow. Oh, so really?
You know, like Hulk and I were huge fans of. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I remember that show. Yeah, I mean that. Well, podcast, vidcast, whatever. You know, whatever you want.
Yeah. So one of the guys that's Dan, and now he's directing. You know, 10 Cloverfield Lane. So really, really cool. You know, he got his big break.
Sweet.
Which is cool, but yeah, I definitely recommend the movie. I really, really enjoyed it. Acting is great. It's fun. I like it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, also, what about Pee-wee and his makeup?
I just watched this yesterday.
Oh, is that on Netflix now? I wanted to check it out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was fun. I thought it was going to be more. I thought they had said it was going to be more like adult, but it's definitely kid friendly. It's not kiddie, but it's not like overly, you know, adult, I guess. But it is a little weird, in a good way. Because it's basically like Joe Manganiello, who is in True Blood.
Mm-hmm. And married to Sofia Vergara.
Oh, really?
Imagine those babies.
Yeah, right? Jeez.
I didn't know that.
He'll come out on fire.
So he plays himself and like shows up in Pee-wee's town and basically is like, and they kind of like have this like weird friendship that blooms. And he's like, I want you to come to my birthday party in New York City. So, and then like leaves on his motorcycle. So Pee-wee has to like road trip. He's in some like, I guess on the West Coast, but basically has to make it from the West Coast to New York City to make Joe Manganiello's birthday party, which is, you know, strange, but that's what he does. So he has his adventure going across the U.S. To get to the birthday party, and I'm not going to ruin it.
Oh, no spoilers, please.
No spoilers. Does he get to the birthday party? I don't know. You know, you have to watch to find out, but. Yeah, I mean, it's strangely fun, I guess is a good way to put it.
Sounds good.
Well, I'm definitely going to watch it. I noticed it was there. And yeah. I was like, is this the same? Is this Pee-wee's Big Adventure? This is like the old movie?
Oh, no.
And then I was like, oh, this is new. And then he's been doing the talk show circuit, which is how much makeup is that man wearing so that he doesn't have any wrinkles?
I don't know, but he looks the same. He looks
That's
exactly.
weird.
It's
yeah.
so crazy. Strange.
Really strange. I thought it was weird though that they call the like big holiday because like we don't, it's a vacation. We don't call.
Oh, that's kind of European. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a European. Yeah. Term. That's why I thought it was weird. But they like say like, oh, go on a holiday. But it's like, no one says that.
We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go.
So strange.
But... If you want to call your Sven, is that the word? I don't think that's the word. You know that song? We're going to London and New York City. No.
No.
Nobody knows that song?
No. Is that a musical?
I know the weirdest songs. Or as my father would say, is there a tune to that?
Maybe it's a musical.
Funny guy. No, it's just, it was a pop song. We are going on a summer holiday. I'm going to find it on YouTube now. I have to.
A pop song? Rules.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going to find it. Yeah.
Seems odd. I saw Zootopia.
Oh, yeah. I heard that was great.
It was really good. Yeah. I don't know. I think great would be overstating it.
All right. Well, it's got a really high rating.
No, so. It's good, though. It is quite good. Jason Bateman's good in it. Ginny, what's her name? The one from she's Snow White on Once Upon a Time. What's her name? Yeah. I forget her name. But anyway, she was the other lead in it. Voiced the other lead in it. Really good. Really fun, good story, good fun message. Idris Elba was a voice in it. He was a slight antagonist. I won't say a full antagonist. He's a little sexist. Or whatever, foxist or bunniest, something like that. His character. But no, overall it was pretty good. Pretty good story. Never felt slow or anything. It was, you know, just pretty fun. Pretty fun little flick for, you know, for kids. But definitely watchable for an adult.
Would you say that it has appeal to adults as well?
Yeah, I would say so. There's enough in it. It's not like, you know, I think some movies go over the top with it and are like, we're going to have these wacky adult jokes that the kids don't, and it's just too much, you know, where this is just fun, just a fun movie.
Right. I mean, if it's a good movie and well written, it should be good to anyone, you know, no matter.
Yeah. Age. That's the category I would put this in. There's obvious, you know, there's always jokes for kids and then for adults and stuff like that. But the ones for adults aren't really adult themed. They're more age dependent than anything else. You know what I mean? that I can remember offhand anyway. So, but no, overall it was really good. Really enjoyed it. Connor loved it. I know most of his friends loved it.
It's very nice.
Now, the message will feel a little heavy-handed as an adult, but, you know, it is for kids, so.
Like the Lorax?
I don't know. I've never seen the Lorax. So. Oh,
that bad. Beat you over the head.
Or like, you know, like Avatar.
Okay, I found it. The summer holiday song. It's in the group. Everybody must listen. It's by MC Micah G, what? DJ Sven, Holiday Rap.
Holy crap.
Oh, this girl knows all this stuff. I'm telling you.
Never heard it. I got to admit, never heard it.
You haven't lived.
Yeah,
no, don't know if that was on the top of the charts.
1986,
man.
Maybe it was just big in Canada.
Maybe. Well, get down with that groovy beat. It's DJ Sven. What more do you need to know?
DJ Sven.
Oh, and MC Micah G.
Well, then obviously I should have heard about it.
We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you're Sven. I don't know. It must be Sven. It's DJ Sven. It must be him. Okay.
Was that
like, listen to that and get back to me.
Macklemore's dad or something?
Maybe. I don't think so. Anyway. All right. VR.
We also have, just quick mention too, we also have Batman vs. Superman coming out in a couple of days.
Yes, getting trashed right now. But
early reviews, not very good, yeah. Which was expected.
Just think, you know what? People didn't like Man of Steel. I think Man of Steel is really good.
Yeah, but you don't like anything Man anybody Steel, else likes. But...
Yeah, because I have good taste.
You like all the stuff.
I just feel like there's too much stuff.
To me, like, I'd watch Man of Steel 1,000 times over any Marvel movie.
Wow.
Like, literally.
What about all the witty retorts?
Yeah, like, I can't get through 5 minutes of that shit.
And yet you love Josh so much, so I don't get it.
No, I like Buffy and Angel. Firefly was not good.
Are we going to go down this path again?
I'm just stating facts. Firefly was not good. That Dollhouse show, I don't know. That could have been good. I have no idea. Okay. I never saw
that
it.
Was
so
kind of atrocious. Yeah, well, it was atrocious. Mean, yeah. It was just not great.
You're not allowed to say that. You're in the cult. You can't say it's atrocious. You have to say it's amazing. All right.
I still have my own thoughts. I'm allowed to express them here. No,
but
the
I
podcast.
Like that the DC movies are an alternative for people who don't like the Marvel movies. Like, not everything has to be a snarky snark fest.
No, there definitely is a darker tone to the DC stuff. And
well, this is really the first. Yeah. This is really going to be the first. Everything else in DC has been all separated so far.
Yeah,
so
this is the first.
This is
continuous.
Really the first one, yeah. That's going to be in the universe.
Same. You know? Yeah, yeah. In the same world. Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm going to see it, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if I.
In the theater?
Yeah.
Will you see it in the theater, yeah. Rob?
Yeah. Yeah, yes. I would like to see it in the theater as well.
I kind of think that that's a good one to see in the theater because even if it. You know, go cheap Tuesdays or something if they're saying it's going to be bad. But yeah.
I'm afraid that they're going to try and jam too much shit into it, though.
Well, then they definitely are.
That's kind of something that worries me a bit.
We'll see. We'll talk about it next month.
Next
yeah,
month.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
We do
yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Next month is April. So yeah, maybe. Sure.
April
yeah.
showers.
Next month's in a week.
Flowers, yeah. Yeah, well, technically next month is next week. Yeah, that's true. That's or a week true. In a day or whatever it is.
There you go.
Yeah, so I did, not for very long, but I just wanted to quickly discuss VR because I find it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very
most
big right
people
now.
Probably won't, but you can make a sandwich if you'd like.
I'm just going to listen to this music video right here. We are going on a holiday. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so I was curious, like, what are your thoughts on VR? We've got, you know, we've got the Vive, which is like $800.
Yeah.
The Oculus is like $600. And then we've got PSVR, PlayStation VR.
Which is like $400.
Which is $400.
Right? Yeah. But you have to have a whole system, so...
Well, yeah.
And then there's
so,
that cardboard box that you can stick your iPhone in.
Or, yeah. Or
yeah,
we have
those, yeah.
Cardboard, which is like $10.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I've heard people who use the cardboard and said it wasn't really that bad, actually. But
it's not bad. Yeah, it's okay.
I feel it's a niche market, and that's where it'll remain. And yeah. But that's fine, because they're, you know, there's nothing wrong with a niche market, you know. Sure. Like, people should have options to play games or watch movies or whatever in different ways. And I think that's fine. I just don't think it's ever going to get beyond that. It's 3D TV. It's, you know.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, it's all that, you know. It's the power glove.
I would love to have it.
No, it's not the power glove.
Give it to me, but would I like to spend $900 on it?
Yeah, I think the price points are just too high, even as an add-on for PlayStation.
Yeah, it's still a bit high, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to only get real people who really like gaming to do it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's not a casual thing for sure.
Tech for the everyday man.
I'm thinking about, I mean, I might grab a pre-order for PlayStation VR, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's not no money up front.
Because you can cancel.
Just so
that,
I can decide. Yeah, because then I can decide. It's coming out in October. So, I mean, I just feel like, I don't know. I'm up in the air. It definitely interests me for sure. But I think it depends on, you know, what's coming out and what.
Yeah, it all depends on what kind of support it gets too, you know.
Yeah.
Game-wise and all. That's important.
Yeah, should be interesting to see how.
Yeah, but even if it doesn't
how it goes this year.
Even if it doesn't completely catch on or anything, I can still see it helping. Development and pushing the envelope of development. So that's always good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Eventually, we'll all be in Caprica.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just like the 3D TVs were like everything a couple years ago, you know.
Yeah.
And they never really caught on, just because of, you know. And I think it's the same thing with 4K. Like, people will eventually go over to 4K, but I don't think the clarity difference is pretty big if you look at them by side by side.
Yes, it is.
But
but not when you sit. Like, if you're sitting, you know,
10 feet away,
10 feet back
it's
from
not,
the TV,
yeah.
Like, no, you're not really going to notice it.
Yeah. You know, you don't notice it like you think you would, and I think that's why they haven't also, you know, jumped off huge, you know. And you see the prices falling on those, which is fine because they'll get to a certain price point and then that'll become the standard. And, you know, people have them. You know, it is what it is.
Which is great since I just bought mine 6 months ago and then they'll be cheaper. Won't that be great?
Oh, it'll be way cheaper. Never buy it early. Always wait.
F that. Here's what happened. Zach needed a new phone, so we went to Best Buy. Zach took a long time picking out his phone. I ended up buying a television. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, we bought a TV.
Pay for it.
We had an old plasma that was like 8 or 9 years old, or probably 10 years old, that went in our bedroom. So we bought a new TV, but we just bought a Vizio smart TV. You know, we didn't do 4K.
I mean,
you can
get them now for like, you know, a few $100 now.
Yeah, so. I mean, I have one here and I'm using it as a monitor. It's like a 24 inch, I think. It was like $125.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I can't
beat
that.
Yeah, well, we don't get those prices here either, right? So there's that.
Well, it's a really small one. It's only 24-inch TV.
No, I know, but your electronics, too, I think, tend to be a lot cheaper than here.
Well, you might have different tariffs and things on them, so I don't know.
I'm sure we do.
Tariffs.
Yes.
They do love to tax us.
Yeah, well, you have services. You can't complain.
I feel like someone's got their hand in my pocket right now.
Oh, my God. Well, then, you know what? Then give me your health care and stop complaining.
I like my health care, but now they passed a bill where I got to pay for everyone's damn kids, too.
You're becoming a baby boomer. No, Michaela is a baby boomer.
I'm just kidding. I like the children around me to be well-fed and well-educated because well-educated and well-fed children make good adults who will take care of me when I'm old. It's all very self-centered. I don't care. I don't believe the children are the future. No, but you know, it's short-sighted to not care.
Yeah,
about the children.
True.
It's really dumb. Actually,
it definitely is. Mm-hmm.
That's my politics for the day. Move on now to television. So we talked a little bit about Murder, She Wrote, and you're on season what now, did you say?
I am on season 6.
Out of 800?
Actually, I only think 12.
This last time, wasn't there 12 seasons and there's 22 episodes a season?
Yeah, yeah, but it's a show that I put on while I'm doing other stuff. So like I'll be playing whatever Skyrim, Fallout, Minecraft, whatever Thief, whatever I'm playing. And I just, I throw it on the TV next to me, and then I play, and I pay attention to what's going on. If it's a really wacky, zany episode, I really pay attention. If it's a less interesting episode, I pay less attention. It's, it's one of those shows. But I will say this. J.B. Fletcher is a very progressive, sex-positive character. She lives a very very interesting lifestyle for the 80s. She's a widow. She travels the world. Has no issue meeting up with dudes in any city. And I'm not shaming her for this. I think that's great. She has a great life. She, has the doctor in town that she hangs out with also, but, it's a very, the undertones are way more progressive than you would imagine from.
What's her age range is supposed to be?
She was pretty old when the show was made. She's like 90 now.
Is she supposed
now.
To be like in her 50s?
No. Like... She's retirement age, 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, by then you can wear a purple hat and not really give a shit what anyone thinks, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah. Well, but I don't know how she met all these super wealthy people all around the world when she was a school teacher in Maine.
Before the internet?
Yeah. My theory is her and her husband were in some swingers club or something.
Ooh,
and used to travel around the world. And that's,
I think that you are watching Murder, She Wrote and playing video games in the background because you have backstory theories.
I do.
And that tells
yes.
me something about your interest in the show.
Yeah, well, it's fascinating. It is. I'm at the point now where I'm like, I got to finish the whole damn series before they take it away. So.
Yeah, that's awful that they do that on Netflix, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, and you never know when it's going to go because nobody's going to give you an alert like, hey, Murder, She Wrote's leaving Netflix.
I saw a list today that said, was like, here's a list of all the March Netflix shows
yeah.
that are going away and the date they're going away. But I mean, if you're halfway through a 12 season show,
yeah,
and they
gotta
tell
get
you
through.
It's going
yeah.
in 12 days, it doesn't give you a long time to.
It doesn't give you a whole hell of a lot of time. So I did stop to watch Happy Valley in between, which is really good. Series 2 started that. So
okay,
but
that's a BBC show, yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, I assume it's BBC. I don't know which network it technically stems from, but it just finished up actually in the UK, and then it went on Netflix.
Ooh, nice. I think we have it here.
It's really good. cop show, Northern England. Just really, really strong. 6 episodes a season, I think. There's only 2 series. Really good.
Oh.
Character-driven.
See, I like that about the British
yeah.
shows. They're like concise.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. The characters are fantastic. They're real. They feel real. It's just really strong show. Really yeah. excellent. Strong female characters. That aren't strong just to be strong. They're just real people.
That's nice.
Who are strong, which is good. So, yeah, definitely check out Happy Valley.
Okay. Maybe. I've got a lot on the go, as you can see.
Yeah, but Happy Valley's short. You can blow through both seasons pretty quickly.
From my list. I got Vikings, which I'm enjoying.
Oh, that's back,
Vikings
right?
Vikings is a talky kind of show, though. There's
is it?
Talking. You got to follow the story.
Is it like
there's a lot of kings, there's a lot of earls, there's a lot
okay.
of, you really got to know, it's kind of like a Game of Thrones thing where you got to kind of know who's who, and
yeah.
or else you can watch a scene and it's meaningless to you, or if you know what's going on, it can like, whoa, shit, that wasn't good.
Yeah, you can either be completely lost or like totally in it.
Yeah, yeah, so I find that with that one, but I like the epicness of it, and yeah, Vikings can fight, that much we know.
And it's like hot dudes or something. Don't people watch
this? I don't know. The guy that plays the lead role, Ragnar.
Ragnar the Red.
I think he's supposed to be good looking, and I think in real life he is good looking, but they have a lot of tattoos on their head, and he's got this super crazy fucked up expression that he, you'll see him, somebody will be coming in on a ship, and he's hiding behind a pole, and all you can see is his eyes above the pole, and he's, got the most psycho look.
Oh, my God.
So it's just kind of hard to look at him and go, sexy guy. I look at him and go, gonna get raped. Like that's like, that's kind of how he makes me feel. It's like, don't want to be alone in a room with him.
To be fair, they are Vikings.
Well, yeah, that's true. So, you know, well, the not to say that all Vikings are rapists. That is an exaggeration.
Probably an exaggeration, but I'm guessing at that time period, probably not too much of an exaggeration.
Let's just, you know, if you have any, if you're a Viking and you have hate mail, send it to Mike.
Yes, I'm sorry to all, I apologize to all the Vikings out there.
All the Vikings. So there's that. But I really like the female characters in it are all really strong women and, you know, shield maidens and this, they fight too. And that's kind of cool. And I like fighting a lot. So. Which let's talk about Daredevil.
I haven't started it yet. Is it good?
Season 2 is so much better than season
it's
1.
Good. I've only watched the first three. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've only watched the first three, I think.
Yeah.
Because I've seen mixed reviews, but I don't generally pay attention to that anyway. So
yeah. If you like the fighting and you like close quarter fighting, you will really enjoy the second season.
How much Foggy is there, though?
They kill him off in the second episode.
Yes, I'm watching.
Sorry, Rob.
Yes. How far did you get on it?
I think I'm on. I'm about to watch 6.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I like John Bernthal as the Punisher is awesome. Yeah. I love him. Really good. Fighting is really good. I like the. The suit, I'm glad that they made the suit better. I think they listened to people.
Oh, good. It didn't stay what it was at the end of the season.
No, it did not.
Because that looked
much better.
Craptastic.
Much better. Yeah.
Yeah, I almost wished it. I mean, I'm glad they fixed it. Like at the end of the season, I was wishing like, oh, God, you guys should have just stayed with the black stuff. You know.
Yeah, they updated the suit and there's like red. It's like red and black.
Yeah, but I noticed it was darker than what.
Yeah, it's not as like bright red.
Yeah,
as it was.
Yeah.
So I had a hard time getting through the first season, but I'm getting through this one pretty easily, and I've actually gotten Dave to watch up to where I am, so that we can start to watch the rest of it together. But yeah,
nice.
Really enjoying it. There's some stuff in there that I'm not real sure how I feel about. You know, we'll talk about that later in a few more episodes, maybe. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, maybe I'll have to talk to Claire. She's seen the whole thing 4 or 5 times by now, I'm sure.
Gosh, yeah.
So Bernthal's good and...
Really good. Really good, actually. Yeah. That's a great character for him.
That's good. I like him generally. I think he's pretty good and stuff.
See, I don't like him because he always plays such an awful...
Yeah, but he does it well, so I gotta give him credit for that.
So when
like
when you hate the character he plays, he's obviously doing something right.
Yeah, that's what. Like Shane was an asshole, but that was the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I know, I get it, but my gut reaction is always, "Oh, I hate
what
that
an
guy.
Asshole." Yeah, exactly.
But it's like I really think he's an awesome actor. Clearly.
Yeah.
Reframe that. So.
Really cool fight sequence in a stairwell. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really cool. They basically they take the hallway
and move it into a stairwell.
Turn up to 11. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
And make it more intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like they really heard what people enjoyed about that last season.
And went with it.
And they went with it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know.
Good stuff. And then we have. When is the next Luke Cage coming out or
that's in the fall.
Jessica Jones 2 coming out?
I don't know which one's coming out. I'm pretty sure Luke Cage is the fall, isn't it? September or something like that?
I think so. Yeah, I think it is.
I should go hunt around and see where they're filming because I think they're filming it here, aren't they? Maybe? Are they filming it here?
I'm not sure where they film this.
Probably. Most likely, yeah.
I'm excited for Luke Cage because I thought that guy was fantastic.
Yeah, he was good.
Me too. Yeah, I can't wait to see that. That's the one I'm most excited about because of Jessica Jones, right? Like Jessica Jones, I was like, I didn't know anything about her, and I was like, I need more to see that now.
Yeah, and it's weird. There were some people who just didn't like Jessica Jones at all, and I thought it was fantastic.
Mm. Yeah.
For me, it was way better.
What were their issues,
I
wonder?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it was different than Daredevil. It wasn't as action-based. It was more...
I could see it not being for everyone.
Yeah, it's just every, you know... just different preferences is all. But yeah, for me, it was just way better than season. And I really liked season one of Daredevil, but I thought Jessica Jones was just that much better. So
yeah. And our friends at the Defenders podcast are doing this season now, and I think they've just done episode one.
They do an episode a week.
So they should be putting out episode two soon.
Yes.
So everyone can get on the bandwagon with them and send them nice feedback.
Yeah.
L. Robin Yarrow.
To L. Robin Yarrow, is that what you said?
Yes, he's on the Defenders podcast.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Shane, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
What does everyone think about Walking Dead? I say we spoil Walking Dead.
I didn't see this week yet, I don't think.
Okay.
I know what happened, so I mean, you can spoil it. I don't care.
Not a lot. I don't think there's many spoilers.
Like, the doctor died, right? Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, she's a pretty minor. It was kind of a good one, though, and I don't know. I felt like Dave knew halfway. He's like, yeah, she's going to die.
Yeah, but I
mean,
she
just gave that speech, right? They always give.
You knew people were going to die. They got way too many people on the show right now, so they got to kill people off.
Oh, yeah, I think they are, for sure, yeah.
Especially moving into the whole Negan thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's been really good, honestly, so far. I've been enjoying the second half very much.
Yeah, I've liked it. I'm not sure I love what they're doing with Carol's character. She's
very good.
I don't
really know what they're doing with Carol.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if they know what they're doing with Carol's
character. That's what I'm worried about, because she's fantastic on the show.
Yeah.
And I feel like they found her, like she hit this great spot. And I can understand her having a crisis of, you know, I'm killing too many people or whatever. You know, but it's just like you're ruining your strongest character, your best actor, and your strongest character you're ruining. Yeah. Like, what, you know, you did this before. Let's not do this again. Can we not fuck this up again?
I was hoping, like, so I mean, the episode before, you know, with her and Maggie, like, I thought it was a really cool episode. But like, I was hoping that, like, it was all a ruse and she was
and
was just putting it all a whole thing on for show, but apparently she wasn't. So
I'm okay with her having that crisis. Like, sure. I'm fine with that, because I'm sure it would weigh on you even in that scenario, and she can't be perfect all the time, and you know she's still human. But I just feel like they're just gonna drag it out to death.
I don't know if I like her leaving.
Yeah, and I heard that too. Yeah, she had the whole... Like, we did this already. Like, this already happened.
Yeah.
Well, right. That's what I'm wondering. Like, are they playing this card again so that when all our gang's in trouble with Negan, she can save the day again? Yeah. Like, we already did this.
Yeah, like, I would rather have her be a part of it and save the day. Like,
and
I'm okay with...
We're all Negan. What the hell is that?
Well, I'm okay with that. That's just their way of kind of hiding everything, and
So it's a cult.
Yeah. Well, it's a way of, you know.
I mean, there is really a neat, like, they're not really pulling that.
No.
Well, no, because we know who the casting is.
Yeah. But I mean, I understand where that comes from. It's just like a, you know.
If they're protecting him.
His way of controlling them and letting them protect him, you know, while making them think they're more worth more than they actually are. Man. So, you know. But I'm fine with that. I just I don't want them to fuck up Carol. You know, come on.
Well, first of all, I wondered what they were doing when they had her start a relationship with Mr. I Came Out of Nowhere.
Yeah, I'm fine if she, you know, whatever. She meets someone. He's an ancillary character, and all right, great. You know, she needs something, and then like something happens and it affects her. That's great. Yeah, that can all happen, but. Yeah.
But no, it was the same way that they did with Rick and Horrible Mom, right? Like,
yeah,
all of a
there
sudden,
was just nothing.
There was nothing, and then they're kissing. Like, stop doing that.
Yeah,
build a character.
Show it for an episode here and there. Not even saying anything about it, but just have it happen. You know?
Yeah. A glance across the room or something to indicate to the audience.
They're just not good at that. You know?
No.
And they're still not. They're way better than they used to be at a lot of things. I got to give them credit for that. They learned a lot. But man, we're in like season, what is it, 6 or so now? They got to learn a lot more. You know? And it was going so well. That's what I worry. Like, what are we going to, are we messing up again?
Hopefully not.
I mean, I'm enjoying it. I think the Negan thing could be fun. And once we get next season, when Jesus has his real hair and mustache and beard, that would be nice.
Is he currently in disguise?
No, maybe he was doing something else when he got hired or whatever, but that was a fake one, obviously, as you can.
Yeah, it was a little too nice.
Yeah. But he has grown one since, apparently. So that'll be nice and less distracting. But I like his character. It's fun. It's an over the top character in the comic, so I'm okay with it being a little over the top in in there. It's still way less cartoonish than Eugene and what's his name from 90210. Steve's friend from 90210. What's his name? Eugene's buddy on the road. What the hell? Abraham.
Abraham.
I couldn't think of his name. Yeah.
I love the lines they come out with though.
Yeah, you need some lightness though. It can't just be all like everybody's gonna die every second of the damn show. that would get just so overbearing. And I was surprised what they did with Carl. I don't know. I feel like they wasted it there.
Yeah, well, he hasn't really been in it much after that.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, he's not bad either. He's good in the show, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
The girl disappeared too. Unless she was on this week, I didn't see it yet. So
and Carol are going to start a chick gang and save everyone from Negan.
The problem is that there's so many people.
Too many
that they
people.
They probably can't even afford to have everybody on.
Every episode.
Yeah, you have to pay every single one of those people. So
yeah, because the main cast, you're paying every episode no matter what.
Yeah.
And then the other people, you know, like the girl and goofball guy who Carol's dating or whatever, like them, you probably don't have to pay them every episode, just the ones that are on. But like, you know, obviously Rick and Carl and
Michonne, he got paid in cookies. That's enough.
Yeah, like, the cookie thing was fine, but if she had done that for a couple episodes, like you saw her just bringing them stuff or just hanging out or just talking, like, you know.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that would have been awesome. But, you know. And they have plenty of time. It's not like they don't get enough episodes.
Yeah.
There's quite a few episodes a year, you know?
Oh, well, you know, we'll keep watching it because that's what we do.
Yeah, I mean, it's still an entertaining show. I don't want to, like, kill it. It is entertaining.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows where you're like, man, they're good. But, man, if they just did this little thing, like, imagine how good it would be.
Yeah.
You know? That's why it's frustrating, I think, because if they just did little things. Like, they have some really strong people on the show. I think Michonne is excellent. What's his name who plays Rick? Really good job. He's really grown into it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Carl's good. You know, there's a lot of good people on the show. Morgan, what's his name? He plays Morgan. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Shows always made that way where there was a different director for every episode. Like, I wonder back in the old days when they used to make TV.
Well, you know, nobody cared back. Yeah, there probably was because nobody gave a shit back then.
I don't think there was, like, different director for every single one.
Because, like, I wonder how that affects the storyline going along, too.
I'm sure it's got to affect it somewhat. But, I mean, a lot of serialized shows have done that and been fine.
Yeah. I mean, well, Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Well, they do that, too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of the people that work on those shows work on Walking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah, there has been a lot of crossover.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the directing that is the issue. I think it's generally the writing that's the issue.
Yeah,
that
but that's what I was wondering. Like, back in the day, I would just be interested to know, like, how that's changed the production of the television series over. Never mind, I'll Google it.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know how shows.
Do you
work.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, did there used to be like a producer and a writer and a director, and those people that was their show,
and that was it. Yeah, and they did it. Yeah, I don't know.
The Carol Burnett show, or not the Carol Burnett show?
Yeah, but shows like that, you know. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Or did they have like a guest director every week?
I'm sure they had to have more than one because you were doing 25 episodes a season. But I mean, you didn't really have to track all the stuff you have to do now. You know, each episode was kind of each episode, except for, you know, like whatever, Dallas or Dynasty or something like that, where there were year-long stories or whatever. But I mean, they were soap operas, so you could just retcon anything by having somebody step out of a shower or whatever.
Who shot J.R. Well?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you could just do whatever the hell you wanted. Nobody cared back then.
Yeah.
Like nobody.
As long
was
as
like,
Edith sat in the little chair and Archie sat in the big chair, nobody cared.
Yeah, it was like, you know, nobody tracked like, oh, did you hear what Rick said there? And he was wearing this shirt at that time, and what does that mean? And you know,
he was wearing blue again.
Yeah, like
he always
you know.
Kills when he wears blue. You know?
And they're like, well, really? I didn't even notice it. You know. Yeah.
I would have had none of these thoughts. On
yeah,
my
so
own.
It's a different way of making a show, obviously, but
right.
But I just feel like I'm like, man, I'm like, you guys are always so close. Can't you take that last little step? Can't you do that? Yeah. And you know, I think it's unfair to say the comic's better because, man, the comic has slow spots too.
Oh sure, yeah, absolutely.
You just don't
is
notice
it better.
Them.
Just different.
Yeah. It's just a comic, cause, so it's different, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't take up 3 hours of your life over three episodes.
And man, it got really wacky during the war, you know?
Yeah.
I dropped out because it was just too crazy.
And it's pretty long. I mean, it goes on for a long time.
Yeah, like I was like, dude, what is going on? That's tigers, what the fuck? I'm like, all right.
What they're going to do on the show, because it's not like this is like,
it,
you know.
No.
A short storyline that happens and then it's done and they're on to the next thing. Like, this is pretty drawn out and pretty.
Oh, it could be like two or three seasons.
Change. Yeah.
Literally. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like they took a huge chunk of it away with the Carl stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty big chunk of it, isn't it?
I forget.
Him getting blasted in the face.
I think that was before, though.
No, but he got shot in the face by Negan, didn't he?
He did? I don't.
Or by in the war or something.
I don't remember. It was a while ago when I read it.
I mean, it's been a long time.
I forget what's happening.
I mean, it's been... God, that we're probably way many issues beyond that now, and I didn't even realize. Because that was issues like around from, say, like 90 to like 120 or something like that. It was a lot of friggin' issues.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That war. And I fell off like in the middle of it. I don't even know how it ended up playing out, you know. And then
I don't think I finished it either.
I think they did a time jump or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Afterwards, I don't know.
So
I don't know. I'm interested. I mean, they could do a time jump on the show too, because Carl, you know, is old enough where they could do that.
Yeah, they could.
You know, so that would be pretty cool. I wouldn't mind seeing them actually do a time jump. Because that would be an easy way to kill off a bunch of people without killing them off.
Yeah, that's true.
And just kind of go back to your main cast.
That would be good. I think it would benefit from kind of
a reset.
Focusing on a smaller cast, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Which I thought they were doing when we were killing off all those people. And now we just got way more people again somehow.
Well, unless when shit goes down.
Yeah, you're going to lose a lot of people eventually somewhere along the way.
We need us a good old battle.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out who, somebody's getting it.
Well, people have said they think that it's Glenn or it's going to be.
Well, I don't think it is.
The thing, see, I don't, in the comics, it's Glenn.
It's Glenn.
But I don't. I think they're gonna do a character swap,
and I think he's just too popular that they won't do it.
Well, and if they dangle that carrot again and it doesn't pay off, I think people will revolt.
Yeah, I mean, it was
kill
like,
Glenn
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that was pretty crappy.
Yeah, I had two theories. I think
I have.
One they probably won't do because it's kind of too fucked up. But one, I thought maybe they would do Maggie.
Yeah,
I thought they were gonna do Maggie.
Yeah,
but she's also pregnant. That's
so that I think if they kill Maggie, it gives them the kill the baby thing that they didn't do in
that's
the prison.
True. They didn't kill the baby. Yeah,
and it gives them killing Glenn essentially by killing Maggie.
Yeah, so I think that would be just as impactful.
Yes, I agree.
Who else is or Daryl? But they'll never kill Daryl.
Yeah, to me, I'd rather see. Like, I don't see them killing Daryl, but they don't do much with him anymore, you know?
I don't know.
I feel like there's
too many people.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, that is truly the problem. Although, they did kind of focus on him a little more this week that I didn't see, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I do like that. But I like Daryl. I'd like to see him stay on, you know?
Yeah. It's got to be someone important, but not too important, mm-hmm. you know? They find that right balance.
Well, because in the comic, Glenn was important.
Yeah.
But he's not Glenn on the show important.
No, he's not. And I mean, the comic, you don't have to deal with actors and...
Yeah, yeah, you know, exactly.
It does make a difference.
Yeah, it's a huge... Yeah, exactly. Because, what's his name, who plays Glenn?
Stephen Young.
Stephen Young. I mean, he's really good in the role.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's great. I think that's why people love that character so much, because of him. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the comic, yeah, people really liked Glenn, but it wasn't Stephen Young.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
So I think that makes a difference. But yeah, I'm interested to see. They're going to definitely kill someone when Negan shows up. You know that.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And we know absolutely. He's showing up at some point here because they already hired what's his name. So Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Probably be the finale. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
If they announced his name, he's got to be, you know, in the finale, I would think.
Yeah.
They're not going to wait till next season.
No.
But that'll be cool. I mean, I like him. He's good. I hope they don't governor it, you know. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing them change it where, you know, it becomes even more vague who the bad guys are.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind them changing that, you know, toning down Negan and... Yeah, making him a bad dude, but not crazy comics Negan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I know people would probably hate that because, you know, everybody's waiting for Negan after.
I mean, he could be crazy, but still kind of be right, you know, and still kind of have a point.
Well, have him be crazy against people, other people, and not his own people.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Since he's pretty much crazy against everybody in. From what I remember, he's pretty much
sounds
just a shithead.
Like a fun guy.
Oh, he's terrible. I mean, he's a great, intriguing character in a comic, but I think he might be too over the top as written in the comic for TV.
Yeah, he does curse a lot too, which they probably won't do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he curses
at least
a
to
lot.
That extent. Yeah.
Oh God, I just remembered another show I've been watching, but I'm interested to see how they do them because I think they learned their lesson from the governor. Mm-hmm. And how they kind of didn't really do that well. And I think they tried to make the governor more sympathetic and not as crazy, but they just didn't do a good job.
Yeah.
No, the governor was a shit show of a character for me.
Yeah, honestly. It was just bad. It was just poorly done. But it's all different showrunners and writers and all that. So I'm willing to see, you know.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make Negan likable. I don't think they're going to try to humanize him.
Yeah, I don't think you can make him likable, but I think you can make him a little messier Rick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not have him be full-on Crazy Town Negan, right. You know?
I mean, you had, you know, Rick going in and slaughtering these people, like, you know, making the first strike, so that's you know, it's not a far cry.
Yeah, no.
To someone who's really bad.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, they technically attacked him first as
mercenaries,
you know.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
And they were basically a mercenary force. It wasn't even, wasn't no provocation whatsoever. Because really, the guys on the road weren't really representing Negan anyway. They were kind of just doing their own thing. The guys that got blown up by the missile launcher or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they worked for Negan, but they weren't, as we found out, they were kind of just freelancing at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting where it will go next.
I am interested to see where it goes. I like the show. I always just want more from it because I think it could be really good. That's all.
Do we still have the same showrunners as when we had the governor?
Only at the very, very, very end of the governor.
Okay. Yeah. I just couldn't remember where that happened, that change.
Yeah, he came on and he did that. I think he was the one who did the 3-episode set, which really wasn't good, where they tried to fix the governor story, where he was in that hotel room or whatever and blah, 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 and all that, where he kind of got his backstory or whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was just them trying to fix it. I can't blame them for that. You know, it is what it is. But it was an unfixable character in the TV version at that point. they'd just gone too far down the whatever path they went down. I don't even know what the frig they did, but you know, it just didn't work out, unfortunately. And whatchamacallit, they're like pushing Fear of the Walking Dead. Man, that show
they're really pushing it so hard. No, God. It's actually putting me off of it more.
Well, you know, we watched the first three and then just never went back. It's just so
I couldn't even get through the first one. I was just like not interested.
The characters are terrible, man.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing and yeah. Wow.
And then that flight thing that they've been putting on like during the commercial breaks, it's like
I haven't seen that one.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Stupid.
Oh, God.
It's like there's 5 seconds of someone going, "What was that? Oh, I don't know." Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, God.
like, fuck off. Nobody watches commercials. Nobody's going to watch your stupid dun-duns either.
Yeah, I don't watch commercials, so I don't see it. Fear of the Walking Dead. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's not awful? Sorry. Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say Better Call Saul, not awful.
Not awful. Very, very good show.
Yeah, I got to get back. I got to get caught up on that.
Yeah.
Did you watch the first season? Or
not yet. It's just not like because we didn't want to see it. It was just one of those things where it kind of fell off the radar.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's been super solid. Like, it's just like they just know what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of love put awesome. Into it. Yeah.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, I'm super impressed because when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, what are they going to do? Yeah.
It is so solid. It is well written. They really think a lot about the characters.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, like, yeah. And to listen to the backstories too on the podcast adds even another layer to it.
They're so good at communicating what they do. That's fantastic. It adds and very few people listen to that relative to who watch it. I mean, I'm sure it's less, you know, probably in the single digits percentage wise.
Oh, yeah.
But that adds just this huge layer to everything they do. It really makes a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. I was listening to it today, as a matter of fact, on my way into town. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's great. You know, that was really strange. Were you listening to that one where Kelly all of a sudden got sick and went home?
Yeah, that was strange.
What happened? Kelly's pregnant? I don't know. I'm just spreading rumors about people that don't know. Whatever. August 95 of the Chatterbox says Kelly Dixon's pregnant.
My God.
But yeah, it's got that same beautiful director of photography look, you know, that I love the way they shoot it.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. And Mike is he's such a good character. He's just such an amazing character. And so is Jimmy.
And Jimmy, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so is Kim. Like, Kim is very quickly becoming my favorite character on that show, to be honest. She's just stoic in a way that I don't have it in me to be. And she's just, but she has that side of her. You know, that wants to play a little, you know?
Yeah.
I really enjoy her, and especially this last episode was really Kim-centric.
Yes.
And I really, really like that character. Yep. I'm a fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to ruin anything for Mike.
No.
Because it's that good.
Oh, by the time I catch up, I'll forget, so don't worry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's very well done show.
It's not a lot of episodes. It's one of the next things we're going to watch together on Netflix.
Yeah.
So, it's coming up soon. It was one of those things that just slipped through the cracks last year. Just, you know, because we
only
have
how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, we only have so much time to watch stuff together.
Yeah.
So, like, there's shows I watch and shows she watches, and then shows we obviously watch with Connor. And that's just one of the ones that just time-wise slipped through the crack, and I'm sad that it did, actually.
Damn kids. See? That's the problem right there.
Yep. No, but we're caught up on Once Upon a Time.
Of course you are.
He loves it. It's like the only show we watch when it is on. Yeah. I mean, we wait, whatever, a half hour so we can fast forward to the commercials.
Right.
But we watch it when it's on. It's like the only show we watch when it's on because he loves it so much.
That's fantastic.
And that show is like off the rails at this point, but it's not bad. They brought back some good people. Peter Pan's back this year.
That's where I stopped watching. I don't know why. It wasn't the storyline. It wasn't anything like that. It just Maybe it got to be too much at that time of year. Too much stuff was on and that fell off.
I'll tell you what, that was a good, I really liked it because I thought the dude who played Peter Pan was just excellent. He was excellent. But I mean, it's not a great show. I'm not gonna, you know, it's watchable. I'll just say that. But The Magician. Have you either of you watched The Magicians?
Yes. I haven't seen the last
episode. I didn't see the last one yet either. So yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
Got really good though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was kind of meandering before that. I liked it. But then that one hit where they went to Fillory.
Yeah.
In the house. And that one I was like, man, that was good.
I enjoy that show. I find it that I have to focus my attention on it though.
Well, there's a lot going on. It's a lot of story because it's a book. I guess it was a set of books or something and blah, blah, blah and all that. But
it's very easy for me to wander away from, like, pick up my phone and I haven't watched 10 minutes of it.
The lead is a little mopey.
Yeah. He's not a very charismatic guy.
Yeah, and I understand he's supposed to, I guess that's how the character's supposed to be, but man. Yeah. Like, literally, he looks like the sad face on the, like, drama masks.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, it's like,
somebody give him some Prozac quick.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, God. But yeah, like when the lady started bleeding to death on the file cabinets, I was like, that really was where I was like, whoa, we're fine. That's like kicking something off. Holy cow.
That just got real, yeah.
Yeah. It went from a fun, light show to like for real.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they kind of, they weren't sure what kind of tone they were going to take. And then I think they kind of started figuring out their tone is what it is.
Yeah. But, where is that film? Is that an American show?
It's a sci-fi show, so I don't know.
Okay. Oh, and they aggregate stuff from all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know how they do, so.
How they all do.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Yeah, I'm going to look that up because I'd be interested. Because it feels British, but it's not.
But it's not, no. It's good. I like it. I mean, it's not, you know, it's one of the better sci-fi shows I've seen recently. Even though it's magic and not sci-fi, technically.
Oh, that's true. It's,
but it's cool. It's a good
realm
show.
Or genre. It's genre.
I would call it adult Harry Potter.
Oh, man, he's been depressed for the last 10
years. Yeah, really depressed adult Harry Potter. Oh, speaking of Harry Potter, going back to Happy Valley, it was a Harry Potter reunion on Series 2 of Happy Valley.
What?
Moaning Myrtle had a big part. And what's his name? Goofy-looking kid who became hunky. What was his name?
Neville.
Neville had a minor part, not huge. Moaning Myrtle, though, was like in the whole damn season.
Right.
And she was good and creepy and weird. It was she did good.
She's good at playing creepy and weird.
She is good at playing creepy and weird. I will give her that, yes.
Does she have her pigtails still?
No, that would have been even creepier, to be honest.
She just must wear them in every part from now on.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure she raped Harry in that bathroom at some point. But
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah.
Poor Harry. The Magicians was filmed in Vancouver.
Well, there you go. Shocking. Makes complete sense. But yeah, and that's good.
Go ahead, Rob.
It's weird in Harry Potter world and Universal, when you go into the bathroom, like Moaning Myrtle is like talking to you. It's kind of strange.
It'll be way different after you watch Happy Valley. You'll be like, ooh,
I can see what you're doing there.
Yeah. Well, she came on screen. I'm like, oh my God, that's Moaning Myrtle. And what's his name came on screen, but he didn't look like himself because he's so much older now. She looks exactly the same. Him, he was. I was like, who the that is that dude from Harry Potter, isn't it? And I had to look it up. I'm like, oh yeah, it is. But he wasn't on for very long. He was only on. He had a little role, not a big role. But
right.
No, but Rob, you should check out Magicians. I think you would like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's it on?
It's on Sci-Fi.
On the channel? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On Syfy? Yeah.
It's on Syfy. It's good though. It's it's worth a watch. It's worth it.
How many episodes are there?
I can't imagine it's going to be a lot in the first season.
Season 1,
13 maybe, something like that.
There are 13. You're so good at this.
Yeah. That sounds like a normal first season.
Are you a carny?
Yes.
And your skill is guessing episode
I guess quantities. The length of a season, yeah.
Episode quantities. Well, there was a way better way to say that, right? Sorry. Rob, what is 11-22-63?
Ah, yes. So this is the Amazon series. Basically where James Franco goes back in time to stop the assassination of JFK. But I really like time travel and just the premise interested me. So I figured I'd give it a shot. And I'm actually really liking it. I think it's pretty good.
I started watching the first one. I just decided I'm going to wait until they're all out. It's basically what.
Oh, yeah. So they're not like, it's not like Netflix where they just dump it, yeah. Them all out at once. Yeah. It's coming out week by week, which I actually like because I have a lot to watch anyway. So it's like, it just keeps it more manageable for me. Yeah. I've been watching him like every week, but yeah, I've been enjoying it. And James Franco, like he surprised me. Like he's actually doing okay at a serious role. So
probably surprised him too.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I think it's just like a one-time thing, like an eight episode.
Yeah, I like that.
That's... thing. And then, yeah, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, done. So, I'm finding it interesting. I like it so far.
Yeah, I liked what I saw of it. I saw the first part, part of the first episode, and I was like, yo, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I was like, oh, it's coming out weekly. I was like, yeah, I'll just wait a little bit, and then I'll, you know, watch a bunch of them.
And bitch them, yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Not in my region.
Not in my region.
Dear Canadian listeners, this segment was not for you.
There's got to be a place you can get it, right?
Maybe illegally, probably.
Can't you do the thing where you, whatchamacallit, you know, change your IP address?
I probably could do that.
I mean, but, I feel like if it's not legally available, then you can't really be blamed for downloading it.
Yeah, I mean, you just want to watch it, you know? Like, I feel that media companies take a long time to learn, like, hey, just make shit available to people. They'll pay for it and watch it. If you
it's
just
not
make
necessarily
it available.
Just them, though, right? Because we've got the CRTC here, too.
Oh, well, you have those weird...
place about what blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but that's for, like, broadcast stuff. They could make it available in the iTunes store, couldn't they? Or whatever, or on the Amazon store, or wherever.
I suppose so. Maybe it's available on the iTunes store. See, I didn't even look. I never even think to look there. That probably...
It might be available in the Canadian iTunes store, because it's...
I'm gonna look.
If it's not available there.
What is it? 11, 22... 63?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, and actually,
it says a novel.
They would have, yeah, it is a novel.
Well, it is a Stephen King book, yeah. Okay.
There's an audiobook and a novel. That's it.
And technically, they'd have to change the title.
Apparently airing on the Super Channel. I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, there you go. Super Channel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's where it's available.
That is a subscription service like AMC and HBO. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's more movies.
But it's only for super shows.
It's only for super
shows. If you want to pay like an extra, like, I don't know, $14.99 on your cable bill a month.
Like Super Fuzz, that I play Super Fuzz on there constantly.
Super Fuzz, yeah.
Do you remember Super Fuzz?
Yes.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
Okay. That's a word for it.
I used to watch that like 40 times a day when I was a kid. It was on HBO like nonstop. Rob, if you've never seen Super Fuzz, look it up. It is amazing. I watched it, I don't even know how many times, because I was probably like 12 when it hit HBO. And I was like, this is amazing. And it's probably the worst movie ever made or something. It's probably like Hunk bad. And I watched that probably like 50 times too. You remember Hunk?
No, I don't think so. Do I have to Google Hunk?
Oh, that movie is amazing. It's typical 80s where a guy, I don't know, he makes a wish or some shit. I don't know. Gets a magic potion, drinks something. I don't know. Scientist,
all I get
whatever.
Is Hunky Dory.
He becomes, he goes from whoever he is, nerdy duty guy.
Hunk, 1987.
He becomes
Hunk. Oh, maybe.
No, not 1997. No way.
1987.
Yeah, 1987. That's it. He becomes Hunk Golden is his name.
It stars nobody who I've ever heard of.
It just says nobody. Yeah.
Like, nobody you've ever heard of is in this movie. No, I don't know this movie. I probably won't go out of my way either to get it.
No, yeah, I wouldn't go out of your way. I enjoyed it when I was a kid in 1987. Probably because it was like girls in bikinis or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. I'm sure it wasn't.
Well, you know, we all had our draws.
Yeah, I mean, hey, yeah. Like Super Fuzz was just awesome because he was a badass cop who got like superpowers.
Now, oh no, wait, that was Super Tantrum Guy or something. That was different.
Super Tantrum Guy.
There was some tent like from the UK. Some relative gave us a comic book, and it was this guy who was a child that had tantrums, like but really super bad ones.
And there was
something about an elastic band or an eraser. I don't know. An eraser or something. I don't know. Somebody, Claire might know. She's there in the UK. Maybe she'll remember. Oh, she's younger than me. I don't know.
Claire Lafar.
Claire Lafar. You're too far away, Claire Lafar. Come here.
Oh man.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at the poster for Super Fuzz.
That's more close to like 19. You know, I think that was an Italian movie, actually, Super Fuzz.
1980.
Yeah. I think it was an Italian film. Yeah. Oh, you can get the widescreen? Sweet. Oh, you got to get the widescreen. You don't know what you're missing.
That's funny. Okay. What's next? What else is there?
Is there anything else in there?
I've got a couple of things.
Okay.
Nobody's watching Fuller House besides me and Tim.
Fuck no.
Oh my God. It's kind of a little bit touching. Every episode has these like little aw moments. I don't know why they feel the need to go there sometimes. Like, spoiler. Yeah. What?
I'm okay with them making it though because people want to see it. So whatever. But yeah, not for me. I hated the original show. So.
That was like mindless stuff to put on television back then though.
Yeah.
What? No, for you, Rob.
Sorry, what was that?
No Fuller House for you.
No, actually, I did watch like the first two.
Yeah, how did you feel about that?
I thought it was fine. Like I thought it was fun. Like it's Full House. Like it's never
not
really
be good.
Like
yeah, yeah.
I feel like people were like reviewing it as if it's like who reviews sitcoms, you know?
I know. It was fun.
Most
I thought it was fun.
Bad.
It's fun.
But I also felt that they went to weird places certain times. Like, they'd always, like, drop this heavy emotional bomb into the middle of, like, every episode.
God.
Like, why? Why does Stephanie have to be, what do I call it, where you can't, infertile?
Oh, wow, that's weird.
Spoiler.
Wow. Now I'm never going to watch it.
Do you know, like, there's, like, I mean, that's nice. It's important to discuss those issues.
But, yeah, it's weird.
So maybe instead of very special episode, those are very special segments.
Matt says no way to Fuller House.
We already know how Matt feels about this because we talked about it in the group. We begged his forgiveness for watching it.
You know, I was a little too old when Full House came out, so I wasn't really in my sweet spot. You know?
Well, I was a girl, so shut up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, you know, it was just, I was too cool for it at that point in my life, I guess. You know how you are when you're a teenager.
I think you're still too cool for it, to be honest with you.
I don't know. And, you know, Bob Saget's very funny in real life.
Yeah, but the thing
but
is,
that
like,
fucking
now all those characters
guy,
keep coming.
Yeah, and Kouye, I can't take Kouye.
Oh, God. But they all keep coming back, but they come back for like an episode to babysit the baby.
And I don't really
so it's not like they're really.
They're just there. They pop in and out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if you watch the original, if you have like nostalgic feelings about it, like I feel like you're gonna like this. It's like there's. Yeah. I think if you never were into the original, then it's
don't force yourself.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Gotta dig into the backstory.
Yeah, I understand that. Oh my God, holy shit! So I was you remember Nancy Reagan died, right? So somebody posted a picture of when she was on Different Strokes, and I'm like, oh my God, everybody in that picture is dead. Because it was, and Todd Bridges wasn't in the picture. I think he's still alive, isn't he?
Nobody knows for sure.
I'm not sure. But anyway, it was Mr. Drummond, Nancy Reagan, Arnold, Dana Plato, and the housekeeper after Mrs. Garrett, who may still be alive. So I'm sorry if you're alive and listening. But at least 80% of those people are dead. And wow. Conrad Bain was old. So, I mean, you know. And Nancy Reagan was old, so understandable. But Dana Plato and what's-his-name are both dead. And maybe the housekeeper's alive, so I'm sorry.
I'm sure she doesn't listen. It's fine.
And Todd Bridges is alive. I thought he was still alive. But, yeah, he wasn't in the picture, so that doesn't count.
There you go.
I was like, man, everybody's dead in this picture.
Okay. That's really sad.
Well, to be fair,
what you're doing to my IMDb results, Michael? Like,
now honestly, you're looking up Different Strokes,
Super Fuzz, Punk, The Magicians. Freaking hell! Good lord!
Super Fuzz is not John Sterling's home videos.
Are you sure?
Oh, he'll be there. Oh my God! How did I forget? John will be in Raleigh. By the way, Rob. Totally forgot about John.
I'm so pleased for you all and jealous that you're all gonna get to be together.
Big Honk and Jamie, he'll be there.
Jamie and Connie are the best people ever.
Connie is, yes.
I wish I got to spend the weekend.
Is Jess coming?
I don't think she can, I heard. And I don't.
Sorry, Jennifer, I meant.
Yeah, Jennifer. I'm not sure about Jennifer. Nick, I don't think can because he'll be. I think he's in California still. Well, he's in California, but I mean, I don't think he'll be able to make it, he said. I don't know. I'm not 100% in that.
And Will?
No, Will said he wasn't going to make it this year.
No, that's right.
He's got too much rugby and stuff going on.
Good for him.
He's always doing something. He lives in Portland, though, so there's always stuff to do, I guess.
That's true. But I wonder what the weather's like there compared to here, because it's always raining here.
I would assume it's pretty similar, right?
All your sports would have to be indoors.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, their soccer team's very, very big in Portland.
Yeah.
That's big there. That's huge there.
Not the Seattle Center. It was a Portland team called. I have no idea.
I don't know. The Timbers or something like that? I don't even know. I'm not positive. I don't watch a lot of MLS. It's not really high quality. Like, I don't know a lot about soccer because it was not big in the U.S. out this
we
way.
We have the Whitecaps here. Yeah. I grew up in the end zone of the Whitecaps in Empire Stadium. My dad had season tickets and he'd bring me and Julie and stick us in the end zone with all the other kids.
It was God.
Pen. Like this chain link pen. In the end zone,
man.
That had like a really old security guard and like 50 kids eating Nally's potato chips. And they would watch soccer and we would like eat potato chips and hang out.
Well, I watch Premier League on NBC Sports. And it's really good. It's really high quality. But like when you watch MLS, it's like, you know, not high quality. And you can tell the difference, you know.
I don't even know what league the Whitecaps are in, to be honest.
They might be in MLS.
I don't know. They're doing better than the Canucks, I'm sure.
That's hockey, right?
Yeah. Our guys can't even make it to the playoffs.
I don't really watch hockey. That's what
No, I don't really watch any sports at all. I can avoid it. Every time there's a UFC fight, the guys come here and they get the fight and I lock myself in my room.
Oh God. Oh, they watch it at your place.
Yeah. They all like sit in the living room and eat food and drink beer and yell and stuff. And I have no interest at all.
I am having a Weyerbacher insanity right now,
which is, I am having a Lone Tree apple cider,
11.1% alcohol.
Woohoo! You bad boy.
Wow. It's powerful.
Mine's a 5.5. I'm a reasonable human being.
Yeah. Well, and I'm trying to stay up all night so I can stay up all tomorrow night.
Oh.
Well, just adjust my sleep schedule for driving.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah.
Are you just going to stay drunk until you start driving? Is that the plan?
Yes. I am just drinking as much beer as possible. Then getting in the car with my family and driving.
That sounds like a great plan.
Who's doing Bitter Rally? Matt wants to know who's doing Bitter Rally.
Oh, we haven't even thought about Bitter Rally. Yeah. That will be on Saturday.
It's not till the end of April, I believe. So we have time. Yeah. Or you guys have time. We won't be bitter.
Yeah. Up your guys's.
We will not be bitter. We'll be happy. We'll be podcasting. We'll be frolicking around Raleigh.
Frolicking?
Yeah.
Can somebody, make video of that?
Of frolicking?
Yes.
Probably.
For those of us that can't be there for the frolicking. I'm just saying.
Jamie could, but he'll be watching Beach Boy videos on his phone, so he won't be able to do both at once.
He probably is doing that to help him maintain his sanity from being around you.
Oh, I know what we forgot to
talk
about. We didn't talk about that Game of Thrones trailer.
No. Oh, the one with the heads?
Yeah. The one that came out. Did everybody see that?
Whose heads are they?
I don't know. But, like, the trailer was awesome.
I just saw heads. Talking in heads. That's all I saw. Am I missing something? Talking heads.
Talking heads. No, that was just a very good trailer. It just got me pumped for the season.
Yeah, because who knows what's going to happen now?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like all-out war this season with everybody. Not that it's ever not, you know, but...
Yeah, if they're paying Kit Harington just to, like, hang around on the set just like John. Oh, God. And he's not
just as dead. Yeah, he just plays a dead body the whole season.
No, like, he just doesn't appear. He's not there at all. Like, he's just not in the show. They've been paying him just to hang around just like him. Go to Wimbledon with his hair long.
They're going to make us root for Cersei.
Oh, God. I vote no.
I know, but you have to, because look who, you know.
Yeah.
If she's against those fuckwads, you know, you got to root for her.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do.
Even though she's terrible.
Oh, yeah. She's worse than terrible.
She's still not, you know.
Is she worse than terrible, though?
Well, I mean, she's as terrible as everybody else.
It's true. Shame. Okay, the only other show I want to talk about really quickly is Lucifer. Is anyone else watching Lucifer?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's really good. It's really well done.
Hmm? Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I lost you. Sorry.
No. Were you going to ask a question? No, Lucifer himself is a very suave and debonair dude, as you can imagine. He is the devil. And his sidekick is very good. And, yeah, his psychiatrist is great. And, yeah, his brother's fantastic. So,
did anybody finish The X-Files?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Was it any good?
No.
No. All right. Cause I
you
never
might as
finished
well watch it just to watch it.
Yeah, but I never finished the first episode because it wasn't good.
Watch episode 3.
I heard 3 was good, yeah.
3 was really good.
So just watch that, right? It's a monster of the week, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, having gone back and actually watched, Matt will be at PAX East with the Media Junkyard guys.
Not
PAX.
I look forward to not meeting you again.
There's an old joke. But rewatching all of X-Files and nearing the end of season 8 and, you know, 9, the final season. Man... You know, I loved the show. I taped it every week on my VCR. Loved every minute of it. Loved the mythology. But man, oh man, not good.
No. Didn't hold up, eh?
No, it didn't. Because we watch TV so differently now that, that's the biggest thing. We watch TV so differently. So when you have something serialized in any way, even if it's only part, you know, 5 episodes a season, they better make sense.
Yeah.
And they don't. True. Yeah, they just don't. It's a shame. But it was good in its time. I'm not going to rip it for its time. But man, oh man, it's tough to watch now.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I definitely know I couldn't do it. I couldn't even get through it the first time.
I loved it then. And there's still some great Monster of the Weeks when you watch it. And I still like the mythology because, I have an affinity for the characters because, I enjoyed it when it was on.
Right.
But, like, looking at it, stepping back and looking at it from the outside, whoa, made no sense whatsoever. Like, I'm just like, wow, what is going on now?
So you're ready for a rewatch. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm almost done it. Well, actually,
no, I know, but you're ready to start again. When
actually, now it's stuff I don't think I watched really because it was when Duchovny left. You know, when he wasn't really there.
Nice for you then.
So I don't really remember a lot of these, or I watched them and didn't really retain any of it, you know, because they didn't, you know, they weren't as good, but that's all right. Do we have anything else?
I just had two podcast suggestions because I've been really getting into the Vegas podcast. I need to go to Las Vegas, apparently, because I've been, you know, something just keeps drawing you. So there's two new podcasts recently come around, Faces and Aces Las Vegas. There's three hosts, and they do interviews with people who work in Las Vegas and talk to them, and they're usually pretty interesting people. And they and their aces are generally – they seem to go there quite a lot. They seem to go every about 6 weeks between the three of them. And they will – their aces are like things they really suggest you do and that kind of stuff. So, and the format's really nice. They do a lot of – really, you can tell he puts a lot of work into it. The
That's
guy that
awesome.
Edits it, you know, like plays all the little sounds in between. And then Vital Vegas is Drunk Scott, if you listen to 500.
I remember him, yeah.
Drunk Scott, he has had a podcast for years called Vital
Vegas. For quite a while.
And his photography and podcast has always been, or his blog has always been really good in his photography. And now he's got a podcast. I think he's on episode 7. Hopefully episode 7 comes out.
Wow.
Every episode he threatens not to put out another episode. His is a little bit looser, definitely.
Yeah.
But he's he's got the inside track because he is the social media court. He's somehow in charge of the Fremont Street experience.
Yeah, he's always kind of worked in social media in Las Vegas, right? Yeah.
He used to work for Caesars, and now he works in for the Downtown Las Vegas project. So like he'll sit down with Derek Stevens that owns the D, who's pretty accessible anyway, I think, and just have an interview with him, and you can tell they've spent quite a bit of time hanging out. So he has the ins there, you know. And he always has interviews with kind of interesting people you wouldn't normally hear from or about. So
yeah, check those out. 500 was one of the first shows I listened to, one of the first podcasts I listened to.
Oh, that's funny.
And they're still going strong.
Yeah, you know, it's good. It's a good community.
Yep.
There was obviously a little splinter that happened there. I don't know. Drunk Scott stopped calling.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Then he started his own show.
Oh, yeah. I haven't really heard the show in a little over a year.
Yeah.
Because I don't really go to – I mean, we went to Vegas last year, but it just – not really into Vegas anymore. But
what is
like,
it that put you off it?
It's a shitty town.
Did you feel like you were just not getting value for your money anymore?
Yeah, it's not a value anymore. It's not. The strip is garbage. Bunch of the same hotels over and over and over. A lot of shitty people walking around. Just not for me anymore.
Yeah. We haven't been in a while just because, you know, our dollar isn't great, first of all.
Oh, yeah. It's not.
You know, that affects traveling. And the same kind of thing, like the last time I went, I wasn't feeling very well and we spent the better part of the trip in the room.
Yeah.
And it was nice because we had a penthouse or we had like the top floor overlooking the Bellagio fountains and, you know, a suite with the whole nine yards, full kitchen and everything. So that was nice. And Dave got all caught up on, you know, Alaska, the Last Frontier or whatever he's watching. Because I guess they get it. You guys get it. A bit earlier than we did.
Oh, probably, yeah.
So he enjoyed that, but we didn't get out in Vegas. We didn't really get to see much or do much, so that put him off. And then, of course, after we went on the group trip, he had a lot of fun on that trip, and so now I'm boring, and he doesn't want to go with me.
we were actually have to rustle up a group. Yeah, we were actually there in August, or not August, whatever, July for Comic-Con. Before Comic-Con, we flew in there.
But
we just stayed at the Silverton with Connor, you know, just did the pool, you know, we didn't really.
Yeah.
Silverton's a nice little local place, clean, you know, all that. But I don't even have any interest in the strip or anything like that because I don't want to deal with the people who go to those places. You know,
it's true. And now every time you're trying to get over the overpasses and stuff, it's always some guy trying to sell you a CD or.
It just became garbage, you know, like. Really, when City Center was built, it just ruined everything for me.
Yeah. See, then you say that. For me, I stay at City Center, and that's, I like that.
Well, yeah, area. I mean, it, may, but, it itself may be fine. It was the, you know, it destroyed the strip, though.
Yeah.
It destroyed all walkability on the strip.
Yeah. I mean, I think you and I have talked about this before, yeah. And I agree. It's hard to get around on the strip. You're up and down, and up and down, and over here and over there.
You used to be able to walk up and down.
Yeah. Whereas, oh, yeah, the first time I went, you know.
You could walk, all the way up to Riviera and back, you know, pretty much.
Yep.
And can't now it's anymore. Just, yeah. Once that construction started, you had like a mile of nothing.
Yeah. Although I must say, the more pedestrians they can keep off the street level crossings, the better.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because people were just wild. Like, I remember the first time I went, they would just surge against traffic.
Yeah. Well, the overpasses were needed. But the problem is, now you can't even walk down the sidewalks. There's not even sidewalks anymore.
No, I know.
Like Harrah's, you can't go around. City Center, you got to go up here, down there, over there, around there. Yeah. It's like, you know, just have a goddamn sidewalk.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Yeah, that's why I kind of fell off of it. And plus, I don't really like gambling that much anymore.
No.
Not that I don't have an issue. People can do whatever they want. But just it just doesn't hold any appeal to me anymore.
See, Dave and I are not big gamblers. Either way,
we
go there more for like the food and we go for the food. Let's be honest, we go to eat.
But I feel like I can get that. I can get that here. You know, I don't need to go there.
Yeah, there's but I mean, you can't have Giada for breakfast and
no, but I can have like, you know, I can pretty much get better quality than that here. The stuff that's going on, like, and I'm sure in Vancouver it's the same way, and you know, obviously in New York, same thing, but the restaurant scene in Philadelphia is amazing.
Yeah. See, when we go places like Vegas, we always have a hard time finding good food.
Yeah.
Like, see, it's always like the food quality is just a step down.
That sucks. Yeah. Like, Disney is like that, but I expect that because it's a theme park. But, you know.
God, yeah. It's just garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. Going there, though, you should expect better, you know? Yeah. And I think that hurts it for me, too. Like, you know, if you're traveling from, I don't know, wherever, Virginia, middle of Virginia somewhere, and you go to Vegas, it's probably amazing because there's 50,000 restaurants that you don't get, you know, because you get Applebee's and every other chain place, but you don't get anything else, you know. Where we don't ever go to a chain place. There's just no need to.
Exactly. The other big issue for me is the weather.
Yeah, the weather I do
like. I have really shitty arthritis, and
it's
to get
perfect
away
for that.
A weekend in October or November, it sure feels.
Oh,
nice.
Definitely. That it is great for that. I like the weather. I like the desert in general.
Yeah, me too. And I've said to Dave, like, let's go to Lake Havasu then. You know,
let's go
somewhere else that doesn't have to be the Strip.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think that's what kind of I don't know. It was fun for a while, and I think I just burned myself out on it. You know.
Wow. And now they want to charge you for parking and drinks and.
Yeah, it's just like sideways, you know, and that was part of the reason I loved going to Vegas too. Like, I could drive from casino to casino. We'd always rent a car, and it was free parking. You just park there, go in. And then it just became so much a hassle to get anywhere and do anything. And it was just like, you know, it's not fun.
Yeah. Well, we'll give Vegas a rest, but I'll still keep listening to my Vegas podcast.
Yeah.
Even if I don't want to go there, I like listening to other people's experiences.
That's it. I only stopped listening to it because it had been so long since I had went, and I just kind of faded out of it. That's all.
Another interesting podcast I've been listening to is Travel with Rick Steves.
Oh, God, I haven't listened to that. I used to listen to the radio show.
He has a podcast where he does, like, these really
great little interviews. Or, I mean, I used to watch the TV show. Yeah. He's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, he has a podcast. It's pretty current.
He's a big marijuana proponent.
Is he?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, Rick Steves Europe, I used to listen to.
Yeah, well, they have a podcast. Look, check it out. It's
that's what I think. I used to listen to the podcast way back in the day, is what it was. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, Andrew would be proud of me because I've been searching out lots of new podcasts.
There you go.
Well, that one I was talking about on the group where they eat cheese and drink wine and talk about a topic. Like, they'll pick a topic. I don't know.
Whatever it is, yeah.
You know, the Constitution, or I don't know. Pick your topic. And then they'll do some research about it, and then they'll have a conversation about it. It's quite interesting because they're interesting people, right?
That's cool.
So, and it's called the Classy Little Podcast, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, So check those out. I've been enjoying them. Cool. And they all feel kind of like they're not dumbing down my brain while I'm listening to them, so that I enjoy that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. You know, like some stuff you just like hear it and it's like in the background.
Yep.
Or you're like, why? Why am
I? Oh, boy. All righty.
I won't say that would be, say, Shut Up Tim or anything.
Oh, God. He's world famous now. He was on the Married Man show this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What does he know about being married? He's only married and has two kids.
I don't know. Mr. Well, no. That's right. Tim is back on the show, so it's okay. And he defended me, so I won't.
So he's no longer banned.
Nope, no longer banned.
Do you think it will take us 3 years to get him on the show again?
Probably, but he's a welcome friend of the show now.
Oh, God. I wouldn't go that far. I don't know about that.
He's like a brother.
God.
To the
practically
show.
A fourth co-host.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Go home, Mike, get drunk.
Yeah. Thankfully, I'm already home.
That's a good thing. All right, well, man. We should probably wrap this
yes,
up
so yes,
you
yes.
can get on with your days there and your evenings, and I can get on with eating the dinner that sounds like is being prepared nicely for me.
Awesome.
I know. It really is nice.
Well, maybe we'll get one in around Raleigh time before or after. We'll see.
Yes. That could be good.
Yes.
That's coming up way
faster.
Are you
going to be on the podcast at all?
I have no idea. Not that I know of.
Okay.
Maybe yelling in the background.
Well, if they want us to do a chatterbox, it's
maybe getting yelled
morning.
At.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think they do overnight anymore. They just do like 12 hours. Maybe getting yelled at by Jamie, something like that, probably.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
That'll most likely be what's going on.
Yeah, well, hopefully there'll be some moonshine there for y'all.
Hopefully. I got to look for a hotel, as a matter of fact. We'll have to figure that out, Rob.
Oh, you guys haven't figured out where you're staying yet?
No, not yet. I looked at the choices. I'm a little picky.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I'm totally picky about where I stay. Who are we kidding? Yeah.
Very snooty.
Pick the nicest place.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
We're snooty, us coast people.
Look, we're city folk. What are you going to do? Like, we're not Raleigh hillbillies or whatever.
I don't know. Real estate around here gets any more expensive.
Yeah.
I might have to get out of Dodge.
Yeah, Tim's voice is very young. Matt makes a very good point. He has a young, vibrant voice.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, that's it for this episode of the Chatterbox. Okay.
Thanks for joining. Oh, we didn't play Matt's feedback.
Oh, shit. Let me do that right now, Matt. I'm talking to Matt, and I almost forgot his feedback. I got it right here.
It's like having a chat. Like, we're just conversation.
Well, you know what? I plugged in my phone, got it all set and ready to go, and we started talking about something else. And here we go.
Las Vegas.
Hey, Chatterbox. It's your old buddy, Matt, sending in a little bit of feedback for you guys about what I've been watching and reading. The show I'm really into right now, I mean, besides like Better Call Saul and stuff, but the show
Oh, we're doing this phone thing again.
Hey, Chatterbox.
It's your
Matt,
on the button.
Sending in a
no,
little
that's
bit of
not
feedback
the problem.
For you guys about what I've been watching and reading. The show I'm really into right now, I mean, besides like Better Call Saul and stuff, but the show I always look forward to every week is The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my
this
God, I forgot
I
about that.
Almost didn't even bother watching. It has Ryan Murphy's name on it, and that name doesn't mean quite as much as it used to for me, but I'm glad I definitely gave it a chance because of the good critic reviews, and he's not as involved as he is on some of those other shows. But yeah, this show is a really fascinating look back on the trial. You know, it's kind of a little bit of a weird 90s nostalgia because, you know, growing up, I remember when that trial was huge and all over the place. And it's a great examination of race and also gender and celebrity culture. If you haven't watched it yet, I definitely recommend checking it out. You can catch up. There's about 8 episodes so far, and it's definitely worth your time. Also, I've been reading, I just finished a book called Dr. Mooter's Marvels by Christine, I believe, Aptowitz. It's about a early 19th century doctor named Thomas Mooter, who really pioneered bedside manner and also modern medical technologies. Like, for example, there was so much stuff that we're like, oh, we're not going to even, you know, wash our hands during surgery. And he really helped pioneer that kind of stuff, like making sure that things were washed and treating patients with respect, and also pioneering new kinds of surgeries towards burn victims and people who were considered basically monsters at the time because they, you know, they got involved in like a grease fire in the kitchen or something. And yeah, it's a really fascinating book. It's pretty quick read. It's only 300 something pages, and yeah, it's a book I really, really liked reading. All right, I'll leave you with that for now. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
So Thomas Mueter, the Mueter Museum is in Philadelphia. Ooh. And it is like a medical oddities museum or medical museum. Yes, it's very interesting.
Nope.
you can follow the Mueter Museum on Instagram. Also, you can follow Mrs. Ann Jemmy, MRSANGEMI. I think she works there, but she's a person who does autopsies. I forget what you call them exactly.
No, why? Why would I want to see that?
I don't know, but if you're into that kind of thing, it's and they're both very respectful sites. Not, you know, I mean, obviously there's graphic stuff, but our Instagrams. But you know, if you're into medical history and things like that, it's those are interesting. Yeah, so the Mueter Museum is a pretty fascinating place.
Mm. I always just find that stuff gives me the googly wooglies, and it's best just not to know.
Well, if you ever come to Philadelphia, we can go to dinner and then go to the Medical Oddities Museum.
Well, that sounds terrific.
We can figure out which we do first and second.
Do you promise you'll catch me when I faint?
Yeah.
That would be great.
All right. Let's do this ending thing again.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
No, she's not a coroner, technically. It's like a she might just be a medical examiner, but. Chatterbox! Let's get over to the Chatterbox. Chatterbox. Oh, he's banned. He was banned. We got to take that one out of there.
That's not Jamie.
No?
Well, that second one was.
Chatterbox. But Jamie was down there, right?
There was Spock. There was. Coach Hill, or there was not Coach Hill.
No, right. Not Jamie. It was Coach Hill. It was all three.
God, it was sexy Coach Hill.
Oh, wow. Man.
I'm tired now and it's early.
We got to take his voice out of there. He's banned.
No.
All right.
Let me see. When it says Jamie Chatterbox, it's going to go
beep, beep, beep.
Not to encourage you in any way.
No, actually, it should just be clapping sounds. All right.
Thank you all for listening. If you've listened this far, we appreciate your time.
Yep. Later, Matt.